This is your Worldview Minute, Episode 1. I'm Jonathan Morrow, and this podcast is all about helping you follow Jesus with greater confidence in a confused and chaotic culture, and helping a new generation build a lasting faith. Are we raising a generation of almost Christians? I'll never forget the first time I encountered cotton candy. There it was in all of its colorful and sugary glory at an amusement park, and the attendant was circling the bowl to make this humongous ball of cotton candy. My mouth was watering. It looked amazing. And then I bit into it, and there was literally nothing to it. It had no substance. It evaporated in my mouth. I was so disappointed. To this day, I've never bought another cotton candy for myself. Yes, I did give in and buy it for our kids once, but they quickly realized their snack dollars were better spent elsewhere. Lesson learned. Appearances can be deceiving. The more I reflect on it, the more I think that's what's going on with much of what is called Christianity today. It looks really good and uses the right buzzwords, but then there's nothing to it. Not much substance, and it simply evaporates. We are raising a generation of almost Christians. I think that explains some of the numbers we're seeing when it comes to youth. Yes, some students do walk away from their faith. About 50% will disengage from their faith during the college years, and many don't appear to be coming back. But honestly, some never really had a substantial faith to begin with. That was theirs anyway. They didn't own it. Kenda Dean, author of Almost Christian, observes this. A significant part of Christianity in the United States is actually only tenuously Christian in any sense that is seriously connected to the actual historical Christian tradition. It's not so much that U.S. Christianity is being secularized. Rather, more subtly, Christianity is either degenerating into a pathetic version of itself, or more significantly, Christianity is actively being colonized and displaced by a different religious faith. I see this firsthand when I work with students and parents, and this breaks my heart. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be almost Christian. God has called us to more than cotton candy Christianity. Paul says this, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Romans 12:2. God desires and deserves our best thinking. As Christians, our thinking matters to God. Yes, our emotions and relationships matter to God, as do our acts of kindness and serving others. We don't need to stop doing those. But none of that replaces this foundational part of Christian discipleship. Our minds matter. And it is the failure to grasp this key insight more than any other that has led to the almost Christianity we're experiencing today. When defining the greatest commandment, Jesus framed it this way. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. To live well, we must think well. All of our actions flow from what we believe about reality, including our thoughts about God and our neighbor. I love C.S. Lewis, and he was definitely no fan of cotton candy Christianity. Here's what he said. God is no fonder of intellectual slackers than any other slackers. If you're thinking of becoming a Christian, I warn you, you are embarking on something which will take the whole of you, brains and all. Amen. We can't just feel, we have to think. We need to take Christianity seriously again. We must embrace God's calling to think well and love Him with all of our minds. Here's what I know. As a mom and as a dad, I know that you want to make a difference. You want your life to count. You don't want to wake up every morning wondering where all the time went, regretting all the conversations that really matter that you never got to have. And I know you want your kids to grow up to love and follow Jesus for a lifetime, to have a confident, vibrant faith. But then life happens, right? I know how this feels. It's crazy busy. We get distracted. Our culture is trying to undermine the biblical principles we're trying to teach our kids at every turn, and it can all feel very overwhelming. But where do you start? Well, let me help. I've created a free guide for you on my top 10 biblical worldview resources for teenagers. It's free at my website, jonathanmorrow.org, and you can get it in the show notes of this podcast. Next, keep listening to this podcast. It will give you fast, clear, actionable worldview training on the go. You'll have better conversations with your kids, with your coworkers, and your confidence will grow. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be almost Christian. I've got good news for you. Christianity is actually true. And that changes everything. Start understanding what you believe, why you believe it, and why it matters today. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the first episode of your Worldview Minute podcast. We've got lots of more fun stuff and topics coming very soon. Could you do me a huge favor? Could you take a second and go to iTunes and rate this podcast? See, that helps keep this visible on iTunes and helps others find out about it. And if you haven't already, take a second to subscribe to this podcast in iTunes so you never miss an episode and your Worldview Minute is delivered to you automatically. As always, you can find more resources to help you follow Jesus with greater confidence and clarity at my website, jonathanmorrow.org. We'll see you next time.